Travel presented by Vintage Guitar Magazine with your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies. And today I'm speaking with Jenny and Corey from the band The Vandaliers. In our conversation, they discuss their current tour and the release of their new album, Life Behind Bars. Jenny talks about her role as the frontwoman of the band and Corey as the important utility musician. And Jenny describes the role Marty Stewart had on the band and how the band started. The two talk about their guitarist who broke his finger at his day job, which sidelined him for the tour, and how a friend stepped forward and filled in. They talk about gear, particularly Jenny's Gibson J180 and her J200, and her guitar she uses for her pop-punk side project, The Tom Girls. Jenny describes her songwriting process, being the principal songwriter in the band, with her songs describing her experiences as a trans woman. The two describe their influences for their type of outlaw country music, most of which they've shared the stage with. And finally, the two describe what they do when they're not on tour. To find out more about the Vandaliers, you can go to their website, vandaliers.com. That's Vandaliers.com. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine and all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. Here's Jenny and Corey.
Hey there, Jenny.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
And now I have Corey. So you guys are in Texas right now? Am I remotely close?
No.
Milwaukee.
Oh, I was close. Milwaukee's really close to Texas. Mm-hmm. Is it really freaking hot there and humid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, incredible. Like, feels like it's 120 degrees.
It's a wet hot for sure.
Yeah. I love your album. Your album is freaking fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Life Behind Bars. And so you guys are you already touring behind the record? Or is this? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 We're on our second leg right now. And, we've already done the West Coast. And it was amazing. And it was beautiful. And then now we're starting in the Midwest, and then we go out east, and then we tour forever.
And are you guys by yourself? Are you with somebody else?
No. We took Nate Bergman with us this time. He's a great singer songwriter. He plays really. You know, he's a great guitar player. He's a great, has a hell of a voice, and his songs are amazing. And he's a sweetheart. So really easy to tour with. Great to have him on the tour.
Yeah, cool. Very good. And what, like, I think I saw you play. You were playing Moe's in Santa Cruz here. Am I close?
Well, yeah, we already have. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so is that the venue size that you're doing? So like.
Yeah. We're like a club band.
Yeah. So like 3 to 5 cap. 300 mm-hmm. to 500. Basically.
Yep.
Yeah. Very good. That's super decent.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I can't pull that. So is it like you guys are in a van, or are you in a bus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're in a van.
Yeah, we're in a van.
A Sprinter, hopefully.
Yeah, we're on our fourth van, Corey.
I think that's right, but yeah, we're in a Ford Transit, the high top one now that we can stand up finally.
Yeah, exactly. That's much better.
We have beat the living hell out of it. It is it's pretty beat up. We've put like 200,000 miles on it since we got it a couple years ago. So I feel like this is just how bands and vans exist. But yeah, we're riding pretty in a high top van and a trailer.
Yeah,
that cool. Is just.
And so, Jenny, you're the lead singer, correct?
Mm-hmm. Front woman.
Yeah, yes, you are. And you also play acoustic guitar.
Yes.
Good. You froze there for a second, so I didn't know.
Yes, I do. I play acoustic.
Okay, cool. And Corey, you play everything.
Everything.
Yeah, some piano and some trumpet and some harmonica and some singing and.
Yeah.
Some strip teasing.
I should ask. I on the record, I didn't hear a lot of the horns and stuff. But are you doing horns on the record too?
Yes, there's a few horn songs for sure. Like Valencia is real horn heavy, and there's a couple of
yeah. Right on. And Jenny, how important is Marty Stewart to the kind of music you're playing right now?
I guess like this would be like our pilgrim. for sure. Like, I think Marty's a great, you know, always will always be an influence for me, and just a really great person. He was really kind to me when I got to play.
Oh, cool!
A long time ago.
Uh huh. So you did get to play with him?
Yeah, like almost immediately.
Oh,
like,
right on.
It was like a couple of years in, and a promoter and venue owner had Marty coming in. They needed local support, and so we couldn't do the full band, but we did like a trio together. And everybody in Marty's band is like one of the most talent. I mean, they're incredible. So like, it was an honor to play with them. It was an honor to watch them every night.
Sure, but
just the way that they treated us was just such a like a great example of how successful people can treat the opening band.
Yeah, exactly.
And I learned a lot from that one.
Yep. And just like they took all the bass out of the mixer when you guys played, and so it was all just kidding.
No bass. We didn't even have a bass. They didn't even have to worry about it. Yeah, no bass. It was just a trumpet, a fiddle, and an acoustic.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
When did this band start?
In 2015.
And with everybody that's in it now, or have you?
It's been Corey and I and Travis and Mark have been together since the band started touring.
Okay.
And Trey, our drummer now, was on the first tour.
Okay.
But it's just kind of had an ebb and flow of a couple band members here and there. Like right now, like our guitar player, Dustin, who recorded on the record and has been in the band forever, has like a really bad broken finger. So our buddy Patrick is playing bass, and Mark, our bass player, is playing guitar.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I think this band is just, we just have to make it to the gig. So
just
always kind of ebbed and flowed, and obstacle is the way there. So. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your conviction to making it work. So how did Captain D break his fingers there?
When we're at home, he's a full-time like licensed electrician.
Oh, wow.
So he gets these like big commercial electrician jobs, and he just had a accident at work.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, his guitar playing was fantastic on the record.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah,
he's really great.
Yeah. Luckily, Mark's our secret weapon. Like, he can play anything with a string on it.
Oh, so right on. Excellent.
He's able to incredible. Slide right in.
Yeah. So he plays guitar and banjo right now live, and it's been really fun.
Yeah, right on. And Jenny, what kind of guitar are you playing?
Predominantly a Gibson SJ-100 Walnut, and they put it out in 2016, and my wife got it for me for one of our anniversaries, and it was right when the band started taking off, and I kind of needed to upgrade to like a more professional guitar, and it is really beat up. Like, I have a big crack and broken spine in the back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, still in tune, still sounds great.
Oh, yeah, sounds better.
It sounds better. I love the way that it sounds. I love the way that it plays. It has very little, there's nothing to it. It's dot inlays.
Yeah.
The pick guard has been sweated off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like I finally have a guitar that's starting to show skin because I've played that many shows on it. It's really cool.
Yeah, and what are you? Do you have a pickup in it? Oh, you must, because you guys are.
I'm doing the LR Bags Element, very simple.
Yeah.
I had the Anthem in it, but the microphone kept kind of feeding back. I didn't like it.
Nah.
And so I just did the piezo, and it's been perfect. I have it on both my 100 and my SJ-200.
Oh, right on. Right. And so you have an SJ-200 at home too?
Both of those are my work guitars.
Oh,
those are what I'm. Okay. Yeah, those are. I have my 100 and 200 are pretty much the same, other than wood. So they both have the same size, and so I can kind of just pick up and grab and go. And if anything happens, I break strings all the time. So
sure. And are you Are you plugging into a preamp or something before it goes into the PA?
No, I'm just going straight into my. I have a Shure wireless.
Oh wow.
Pedal for my wireless rig, and then yeah. It just goes to a DI, and then it's pretty straightforward. I think for me, like, tone has always been like how sound will just EQ everything anyway. So I haven't really gotten into a place where I've really seen that I needed anything.
Yeah.
I'm a knuckle dragger kind of punk rock guitar player. So it's always like when I had an amp, like it was just straight into the amp from the tuner.
Yeah.
Like as long as it's in time and in tune and I had like two channels, then that's all I needed. Like one pickup kind of guitar. Like I'm just a really simple kind of player.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun moving to acoustic for the last decade and getting to play like that.
Yeah. Do you have an electrics at home?
Yeah. I have a Chet Atkins Country Gentleman. Yeah, that was my rock guitar. Okay. I have a Tom DeLonge Fender Strat that I write pop punk songs on for this little thing called Tom Girls. And then Mark's playing on the rig that I usually play on when I play electric, and it's an 8030 from Orange.
Uh-huh.
And it's great. Sounds awesome. I love both channels. It's really affordable. But I mean, for me, like playing acoustic has been really great because I can just focus on what I'm like really good at, which is just like writing songs, writing lyrics, singing. And then I got this thing in my hands that like allows me to be a part of the overall structure and arrangement. Yeah.
So are you writing most of the songs, Jenny?
Yeah, that's kind of what I bring to a band. I usually come in with like a folder of songs and like a studio. Like with this band, we started in the studio. I started working with a producer and I needed to kind of put some things together for these arrangements. And like, I play some of everything, but I really like working in a team and working in a band. Like it allows me to have like a friends group and also create and have like a mastermind of everybody and all of their talents. Like Corey's a brilliant musician, and so is Mark and Dustin and Trey. And so like I called up all my friends and I was like, I got these songs, and like that's kind of how every record's been. Like I write almost every day, at least, you know, a couple of things, or I'm reading or I'm journaling, just something to keep words coming out. And then every year I come in with a batch of songs. I'm like, does anybody like these? And some of them be like no, and then some be like yeah.
I don't think anybody would say no. I mean, the songs on the album are fantastic. Like, thanks. I mean, well written songs. So you mentioned that there's a side project called the Tomcats.
Oh, Tom Girls.
Tom
yeah.
Girls.
Yeah. So like before I came out as a trans woman to my band, I had a lot to process, and I was also kind of scared that I'd get kicked out of my band because I've been kicked out of a band before. You can replace a lead singer. It does happen.
Yeah, not
well, in my brain, all the things I was worried about was like being abandoned by the people that I love. So like I have a little home studio rig. It's not much. But like I just got to plug in. I played electric instead of acoustic. I wrote all of the music before I wrote any of the lyrics or melodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of allowed me to kind of relax. And like my first band was like a 3-piece pop punk band.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of wrote 3-piece pop punk music, and Corey even plays bass in this.
Oh, cool.
But like I demoed all these songs out. And then if I came out to somebody, I had about 10 or 15. It kind of fluctuated on this little playlist on SoundCloud. But when I would come out to somebody, I'd be like, okay, here's your little pop punk pamphlet about my trans experience, and you can listen to it. And like, and then that kind of got around, and people really liked it. Like, Trey, our drummer and my best friend, was like very adamant about playing a show. And then Corey heard it after I came out to the band. He really liked it, and he's like a music journalist and stuff. So I was like, okay, well, let's play a show, I guess. And like, I had to come out publicly before I could do it. So like,
sure.
A week after the Rolling Stone article dropped. We played a Tom Grohl show, and it was okay. really fun.
Yeah, and so you must have had inspiration for, like, you know, the this power trio, you know, power pop trio. Like, who are your people?
It's 100% a Blink worship band.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just like when I was, my first show was the Mark, Tom, and Travis show. So, like, my first show, I saw Blink and Bad Religion and Phoenix DX.
Okay.
And I love pop punk, and I'm shameless about it. It doesn't even matter anymore. Yeah. That's just like, I needed to feed my inner child. So I picked up a Tom DeLonge Fender Stratocaster and then just made what I thought a Blink song would sound like.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did it, and then I was like, oh, that's really fun. And then I, like, wrote some, you know, I continued writing Vulnerably because I had learned that at Sonic Ranch through this Vandaliers record.
Uh-huh.
And so I was able to just, like, tap it. I knew what I needed to talk about. And so I got to tap into that immediately. And, like, all these songs came out, and I'm like, I just wrote it in a month. So yeah. In October, I wrote about 10 songs, and then we got done with the Lucero tour, and I was about to start transitioning, and I wrote like 3 or 4 more.
Okay.
So it was just kind of like a way, it's like my diary. I don't even know why I'm talking to you about this on this podcast. It's supposed to be secret.
Oh, sorry. have you ever heard there was a movie, I'm sure you know, there's the movie Josie and the Pussycats. Did you ever hear the soundtrack to that? Album?
Yes. Corey, talk about this for a second.
Well, I mean, that's the first thing I said when we were starting this side project. It's like, we got to cover that main song from fucking Josie the Pussycat. Oh,
you know what? That whole album, with the exception,
so good.
The whole album is fantastic, and with the exception of the two boy band songs, but the
For real.
Yeah, but that album is fantastic. I mean, and the playing is over the top.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
Corey, you're right on the pulse.
I'm telling you.
We got to do that. So when we get home, now we're going to do a Tom Grohl song. And then my manager's going to be like, why did you spend this whole podcast talking about Tom Grohl?
Well, no. We're going back to the Vandaliers. We talked about Marty Stewart, but who are the other influences for the Vandaliers? Okay. Like, Lone Justice? No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I feel like all of the early cowpunk stuff is like, you know, all the Alejandro Escovedo projects, sure. the Jason and the Scorchers, X. Yeah. These are all bands like we played with. Like, yeah. And they have like,
you're not old enough to play with some of those bands.
No, it's true. It's true. Because we do like the Outlaw Country Cruise. I played with Jason.
Oh, wow.
In Belgium. And wow. Then him and Wagner were on the Outlaw Country Cruise, and then like we were on Bloodshot Records with like all of the it's weird. It's like we've played with all of these legends,
yeah.
And they've all been like, "Nah, you're all right," you know. Like, and it's been really cool. Like Jason came up to me after we played in Belgium together, and like Social Distortion's on, yeah. Like playing like 6,000 people, and he really wanted to talk to me,
yeah.
Like for a minute. And I was I had watched his set, and he's incredible and high energy. And I just, we related on that
because
we both move around a lot. And then like everybody on the Outlaw Cruise loves us. And we're like, we're going to be back next year.
Uh-huh.
The whole Mojo Nixon scene just helped cultivate us too.
Sure.
So that like puts us with like Rosie Flores. But for this record, big bands that we were feeding off of kind of weren't in the mix with this. I think Ted made us really focus on who we were.
Sure.
And that was kind of the hardest part when we were writing records before. Like, before you'll hear like Turnpike Troubadours, Old Nine Sevens, Lucero, Flogging Molly, Dropkick Murphys, like Gaslight Anthem, all these records that like Ted had been a part of and also like were in our scene and we toured with. But I feel like this was the first time that Ted was just, that we went into the studio and we were kind of like a 10-year band's kind of hard to be in sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, where do we go now? Like, what is this band doing? What's the mission? You know, like, why go another 10 years? If not, like, because, I mean, we're all married, so it's not, like, it's not for chicks, you know? We're all broke, so it's not for money, and, no. like, we're not famous, so, like, it's not fame. Like, why are we doing this?
Because it's your gang.
Yeah, but it's also, like, now we know that we are... we're there to be visible for people who feel invisible.
Sure.
And like, we didn't know that at the time, but as the songs kind of got deeper and deeper and deeper, and the content of like what we're writing about, like Corey's writing about mass shootings, I'm talking mm-hmm. about like religious indoctrination and gender dysphoria and sobriety, and it's like we needed to find what we were, and Ted made us a Texas band. So the influences on this record are really like more or less feelings and like cultural roots of what being a Texan is like. And it was more of like kind of taking textures instead of riffs, and taking like, I don't know, like in Valencia, the horns and it just sounds like the border. It sounded yeah. like the desert we were in.
Sure.
We were talking about Spain, but the sounds of, you know, border Texas is just right there.
Oh, yeah.
Ted's so good about bringing the regional sound of an artist out and putting it in full volume. And I think he just made us a Texas band huh. on 10. Yeah. It's just great.
Did you guys both grow up in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, right on. Right on. And so outside of well, first off, what, and excuse my ignorance, but what is the name Vandalier? Did you guys come up with that, or is it something that I should know?
No. I have dyslexia, so I've misspelt words like my entire life, and so when I name a band, I kind of misspell it, and it helps me kind of get the email address on Gmail, website, you know, it gets me through some, it's kind of a blessing. So, Vandalier seemed like this, sometimes I write things just because they feel good.
Sure.
And Vandaliers felt like, a cowpunk or like a urban cowboy or like something
yeah.
mixed or yeah. two worlds put together, two words put together.
Yeah.
And, I like the way it looked. And when I showed it to Corey, he said it was a cool band name, which meant the world to me.
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
I could be nice a lot of times for sure.
Well, that makes it, when you're nice, like really good, though.
Yeah. It's like, as long as a bunch of chicks go for the bad guys, because, well, he's nice to me.
Yeah, he's nice to me. He doesn't. Yeah.
So you guys are you're in Milwaukee now, and where do you go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis and Atlanta, or our first Nashville, then Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Then we go, I think, back up the coast, and we're in Philly and the Carolinas and New York and Boston.
Yeah.
You get to hit D.C. too.
D.C., Cleveland.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to Europe in the winter?
Yes.
Yeah. What's winter in Europe like?
About to find out.
Oh.
First time. Usually it's summer band.
We've been to Europe 3 times, but it's always been in the summer.
Okay. Because Norway sounds pretty cold in the wintertime.
Yes.
Yeah. Last time we were up there was in the summer, and it was day 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go back, it's going to be night 24/7.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yes.
That was really trippy, like when it was like 4 a.m. and it's like bright outside and the birds are chirping.
Yeah.
Really. So we were on a dairy farm, and I was like, what is happening? And Corey's very smart, and he's all like, yeah, we're high up in like the earth past the equator, and the sun never goes down. And then he just goes back to sleep under like a bench or something. And then I'm left there like, I have no idea how to sleep, so I didn't sleep very well.
And so outside of music, you mentioned you're both married. What do you guys do for fun?
I go to the gym. I like to ride my motorcycle. I love to cook.
Uh-huh.
I have a daughter. She's about to be 5.
Wow.
So she's super fun and keeps me busy.
Yeah, of course.
my family lives pretty close. They're about 45 minutes away, and they live on a lake, so we like going out there. It's really pretty, and my daughter gets a little bit of the country life. And then my wife is a business lady in Dallas, so we like hanging out in Dallas too.
Sure. Yep.
Good time.
How about you, Corey?
Well, if we come home from tour and we have some money, I like to go out to eat.
Yeah. Right on.
That's that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course.
Mostly we come back home so wrecked on sleep that I just like laying in bed and watching Bravo.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Corey keeps me up on the reality TV team. Yeah.
So if people want to find you, there's the Vandaliers website, which is just Vandaliers.
If you spell the band name right, you'll find us.
We're at Vandaliers on every social. No numbers, no letter. I mean, it's just Vandaliers on everything.
Okay, great.
If you start a band, spell it wrong.
Yeah. Very good. All right, thanks, guys. It's been nice talking to you. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Come see us on the road.
I will. I'm in Northern California, so you guys just left here. But next time around, I'm definitely going to check you out.
We'll be back.
All right.
See you next time.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to Have Guitar Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.